obviously the state has got all sorts of competing mandates written into the Constitution now in terms of spending and in terms of revenue. And does he have a comprehensive plan for dealing with the contradictions that at this point is basically built into the state budget process?
Yeah, I mean, our biggest concern is that, and Scott's biggest concern is that it always seems as if the hide has to be taken out of Tabor's hide. You know, that our constitutional protection for taxpayers always seem to be the one with the target painted on it, and yet, as much as you want to, we all want to have robust support for education across the board, that seems to be somewhat sacrosanct. And so we do think that there is a need to get serious about talking about for example, let's take a look at has school performance increased for all the money that 23 has brought? Are schools getting better? I bet there's not a whole bunch of evidence that shows a dramatic increase in performance, because again, it's about the kids, not about the system. So I think that's something that needs to be taken a hard look at. Secondly, you know, he has said Tabor has saved the state. And, you know, while, you know, if there are changes that one might make in terms of a ratchet effect, which has largely been dealt with, but if there's still anything lingering there or whatever, but the core of it, in terms of voting on higher taxes, in terms of that spending cap, in terms of just respecting taxpayers, I mean, the notion you can't live with a 6% raise every year is ludicrous. I don't know. I'd love to get a 6% raise every year. Everybody listening would love to get 6% guaranteed. So that's part of it. But yeah, looking at that interplay is a problem, because we basically have a system now where we have to step on the gas and the brake at the same time. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's again, this was something that, you know, Treasurer Kennedy, when she was a staffer or in a nonprofit, I guess, put in. We think, you know, that's something worth talking about. But it's not about, see, as soon as you say it, of course they say, well, you know, Scott McGinnis wants to cut education spending. No. What Scott McGinnis wants to do is say, okay, how are we doing for all that money? Mm-hmm. And then we're not gonna keep 23 going and then, you know, hose the taxpayers, if you will. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to have to be a big part of the conversation in this campaign is what are we going to do? And, you know, when the left comes and says, well, we just need to throw more money at education, I think they're going to have a governor who's going to be pretty skeptical in Scott McGinnis. They're going to say, show me how the math works.